Welcome to the Sourcing Hero podcast, produced by UNA, a group purchasing organization that empowers sourcing heroes, and Art of Procurement, the world's largest procurement podcast network. I'm your host, Kelly Barner. The goal of the Sourcing Hero podcast is to capture the epic stories of people who are rising up and beating the odds to create exceptional value within procurement, directly from those heroes themselves. Today, my guest here on the Sourcing Hero podcast is Victor Hugh. Victor is a managing partner at Verisource, a data insight platform focused on technology spend. He has worked in and around enterprise IT services for years, and these days he is focused on helping procurement teams digitize their technology contracts, inventory supplier performance, and spend into a single centralized dashboard so they can optimize both their spend and the accompanying supplier relationships. So, hi, Victor. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Hey, Kelly. So very excited to be on.
So in the intro, I shared a very, very high level overview about your area of expertise. But for people listening in, can you share a little bit more detail about how you actually got to the role that you're currently in?
Yeah, of course. I actually been in technology for about 15 years or so, working in the telecom industry for, you know, helping enterprise customers, all shapes and sizes, you know, with internet and phone service. And a lot of times, you know, working a lot, obviously, with procurement teams to source, you know, internet for their offices, oftentimes even around the world. And working, you know, the last 10 plus years with customers and partners, what we realized was that there was two common problems that we constantly saw, challenges that customer had. One was data. And what we recognized was, you know, companies really cared a lot about, you know, data for customers and employees. For example, right, they knew they needed to know what customers like in order to build the products that they want. And they also need to have KPIs for employees to know whether, you know, somebody's doing well or not, and be able to make business decisions based on those data. But when it came to technology spend and services, it was too expensive, lack of tools, it was too challenging to have data about, you know, the top three investment in the business, right, which is IT spend. And so that's something that we really, you know, strived out to solve that problem with the Verisource platform there.
So now when you and I initially spoke, I actually thought this was really interesting. One of the things that you had shared, you talked about the common misconceptions companies have about how many software subscriptions they think they have versus how many they actually have. This is something I know procurement people with any IT spend responsibility are going to want to hear about. I'm going to go way out on a limb and guess that companies have a lot more of these subscriptions than they actually think they do.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think about it, you know, obviously everything is software based, right? Your email, yes, your phone service. I mean, everything is software based. Everything is going to software. And the challenge is there's a lot of what people are calling, the industry is calling shadow IT. And what that means is, you know, the corporate company, the IT team and our procurement may buy, you know, Adobe software, right? It might be, or they might buy, for example, Dropbox Box for the company for file storage, cloud storage. However, they don't realize that, you know, there's another employee in another office that maybe likes another, you know, file storage service. Maybe they use Google Drive. And so there's a lot of, you know, software that are just being, you know, added on individual or office level that, and even purchase on company credit cards, that it's very difficult for procurement or IT to track. And that's actually the same thing, not just on software, but imagine internet services. We've worked with customers where they've had, you know, they're spending $10,000 a month on one internet circuit. It was a hospital, and that one of their locations was closed down a year ago, and yet they were still paying for the internet circuit because somebody, you know, forgot to cancel that. And so I think when it comes to IT services, there's kind of this mindset that, you know, it's a service, we sign a contract, and if I come in, you know, the door and it works, it's fine. you know, it just keeps going. And so there, it's very challenging to track those things. And that obviously leads to a lot of, overspending and challenges.
Well, and part of that is policy and people going somewhat rogue. I mean, I guess the good thing about where we are today is that it's very easy to access different kinds of technologies. But the problem that it ultimately creates is sort of this spinning out of control mix of things where there's probably overlap and duplicates and everything. If procurement wants to focus on the transparency associated with trying to better manage the spend, what are some of the greatest issues that might result from us not having an accurate picture and understanding of around either subscriptions or, as you talked about, the IT services that go with them?
Yeah. So the challenge that we've seen, you know, when we talk to customers is that one is, you know, there are software and obviously tools out there, but they're usually meant for enterprises, which are very large companies. They're very, very expensive. And so even if somebody were to have a software or, you know, to track these IT services or assets or contracts, two is they don't have the resource and time with somebody dedicated to keep track of these services. Because oftentimes these services are 1 year, 2 year, 3 year contracts. And along those contracts, there's a lot, you know, there's tickets, there's supplier performance, there's SLAs, there's move add and changes. There's so many things going on a daily basis that there's nobody really dedicated just to track those data. And so it makes it very difficult to have, even if you buy a tool, to have somebody track all those things and input that into the system. And then I would say the last thing as part of that is one, right, you're missing kind of the tool. And then two is kind of the resource to kind of manage those tools properly. And then third is also having industry data. Meaning, you know, it's very difficult if you're looking to buy a phone service to just go to Google and search, you know, phone service, because, you know, there's obviously so many hundreds of different options. You don't know if what you have, what you currently have is the best, the most cost effective or best for your business. And so there's a lot of, I would say, you know, data missing. And that's why, you know, we started Verisource to really bring, you know, build a database, about 50 million data points of industry knowledge and industry information to the procurement teams.
Now, I can't help but wonder if part of the issue here isn't something as simple as auto renewals. I mean, this is something that we run into in our personal lives. You sign up for something, no one really keeps track of these dates, right? And then all of a sudden you realize, Oh, whatever service it is just auto renewed and now I have it for another year. I have to try to remember to turn that off. Is that also a problem on the corporate side?
Absolutely. It's a big problem. And part of the challenge, I think, is because suppliers maybe to some degree make it difficult for customers because, you know, I think suppliers that do have portals. So when it comes to portals in telecom and or cloud and or certain IT services, you know, oftentimes they don't even have portals to track a lot of your services. And so, the supplier put all the responsibility on the customer. And obviously customer, whether the IT team or procurement team, are focused on running the business every day. And so, you know, they oftentimes just are not able to track those data, such as auto renews. And what happens is they feel like, well, if I get auto renewed, I still need the internet circuit. So, you know, no big deal. The problem is, right, as you continue to do that throughout the years, you're paying on prices that are 3 years old or 4 years old, even though, yes, the internet works. But, you know, obviously, if you knew what the market had to offer with the database, then you'll know that, hey, there's a, you know, internet circuit for perhaps, you know, double the speed for half the price. And so those are, you know, I think just, you know, data intelligence, but also internal data insights that needs to be combined.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's probably these days a minority of procurement teams that have enough people who have enough individual specialization in different spend categories that you would have somebody that's actively following all this. And so what you bring up around, you know, what's the best fit supplier for me? How should I be changing my subscriptions? What type of service do I really need? Where is it appropriate to make changes? What you're actually saying is that having more insight into current best practices in a definable category like this gives us the opportunity to both maybe benchmark the performance of our current suppliers in exchange for cost, but also really understand the best most current structure for setting up these relationships. Is that the kind of industry data that you're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, there's two types of data. One's internal data. First, you know, with a top three spend in any organization, the IT services, which includes cloud, data center, mobility, you know, internet, phone, they're so, you know, it's very broad and it runs the entire businesses, right? And so one is internal data to know what you have. And that requires a lot of data insights just to combine, you know, your contract, spend, inventory, even supplier performance, right? You know, in your typical, in your personal life, you want to know if you spend a lot of money on something, what are you getting for that, right? It's fair. But I think when it comes to IT services, it's very difficult to answer that question without the proper internal data insights. And so it's about, you know, having a partner who can help you digitize and centralize that data first. And then the second part is, even if you know what you have and you want to go out and benchmark, or you want to know, you know, is there something better out to the market? The process today in IT services procurement is very difficult because there is no, you know, Expedia or Hotels.com or Google for these type of data that's transparent, right? Where you go to Expedia, you buy a flight and you look for a flight and it just give you flight data. And so that's, you know, why we really want to help, you know, procurement teams providing not just helping them digitize the internal data, but also provide market data of, you know, 50 million data points of best solutions, options, you know, pricing in a group purchase actually model. And our, you know, obviously our offering is completely no charge to the customer, actually, because we work on a share savings model. But it's about having a group purchasing concept for sourcing where, you know, when customers have the internal data, they can cross-reference with what the market has to offer. And one last thing I would say to that is, you know, having that data doesn't mean you have to switch your suppliers. It's about being able to, you know, hold your suppliers accountable, right? It's making sure you know what the market has to offer so you can decide as a business whether you want to continue working with your existing suppliers and or use that data to find a better partner.
You know, early you made a comment about shadow IT, and that sounds very, you know, cool and mysterious, yeah, and all that, but it also sounds very risky. And I think understandably after the last couple of years, procurement is all about managing risk, understanding risk, addressing risk, having mitigation strategies ready. How would you say that having undermanaged IT services spend actually either creates new risks or contributes to other risks that the company may be dealing with?
Yeah, I think the two biggest risks that comes down to one is security and one is, you know, financial. Obviously, when you're talking about, you know, shadow IT, and that goes across not just in software, but again, we talked about, you know, internet service, phone service, and all of IT services, because, you know, when you talk about financial risk, you know, obviously, if you are if you have employees or users adding software that you're not aware of, right? That's additional cost because you're overspending and overlapping services and or internet services or phone service or firewalls, right? Whether it's hardware, software, any of these services, you're overlapping. And so there's overspending. And also you lose the leverage, which procurement loves the word leverage, for negotiations when you have things so spread out across so many different, you know, services, right? Duplicating services. And then two is obviously we talked about security, which is one of the, you know, it's great that everybody's going to the cloud and everybody's, you know, obviously changing the work model of working from home. It just creates a lot more opportunities where, you know, if you have services and or spend and or applications that you're not aware of, that, you know, that you guys, that the company internally has, it leads to potential loopholes for security, right? Where IT cannot protect you because it's not aware that you went out and bought this other licensing that perhaps wasn't under the company's, you know, policies. And so it's about having a partner, it's about having tools, and it's about having the expertise to obviously, you know, manage all these things we just talked about.
Now, how have you seen, I mean, you talked about the fact that you've worked in this area for a long time. How have you seen the way, you know, whether we say it's procurement professionals or the company in general, have you seen a change in how companies think about this type of spend. I mean, when I think about IT in a company, you know, there's the very obvious things. There's traditional enterprise software. There's maybe the devices or the hardware that they give me access to. But I would be willing to guess that there are so many more things that actually fall into this category than that most people think about. Have you seen a lot of changes in terms of either how you perceive what falls into this category of spend or how companies and procurement teams have changed their thinking about it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think especially in IT services, in the last, I would say, you know, 5 to 10 years ago, I think a lot of procurement and IT just look to stay with, you know, the top three suppliers and industries that they know, right? That they typically know and they just stay with. Because they, again, there is no database or marketplace where they can find other options. So for example, internet providers in the US alone, there's more than 2,000 of them. And it sounds crazy, there's 2,000 options. And so oftentimes customers still, you know, remains with those, you know, two or three options, even when they do, you know, RFPs to look for those two or three or four companies they know for pricing, versus, you know, getting access to 2,000 potential pricing options to even use that data to bring the cost down with their current supplier. So I think, you know, obviously, more and more nowadays, we know procurement teams and IT teams want to find better options and not just stay with, you know, incumbent suppliers. I think the challenge they run into is that that data, the options for suppliers, is not easily found, you know, anywhere, because there's no such kind of marketplace or database. And that's, you know, what we really hope to, you know, bring to the market and bring to the procurement teams completely for free with the VeriSource platform.
Now, as we start to kind of wind down our time together, I have to ask you, this is sort of the one question that I pose to absolutely everyone who joins me on The Sourcing Hero. And I think it's a tricky question, but I always like hearing people's answers because they're so incredibly different. You know, we call this The Sourcing Hero podcast for a reason, right? We believe that there is heroism in procurement specifically, and of course, generally in business. But Victor, how would you define either, and here's your choice, how would you define what it means to be a sourcing hero? Or how would you say that you perceive heroism as playing a role in the larger business context?
You know, to me, you know, both of these topics, I would say, you know, that the sourcing hero is, you know, obviously not just in a short term, you know, executing on the tasks that that they have, whether that's reducing costs, consolidating suppliers, or, you know, things that they are tasked to do, but it's also having a long-term plan of how to sustain that for the company. Because obviously the company relies so much, a company's success relies so much on procurement and IT. And I think a lot of times, you know, companies look at IT as a cost center versus a value center. And I think what we try to do is provide the data and the tools to help procurement teams, you know, execute, save time, save money on their tasks, but then also help IT become a value center where technology runs business. You need the right technologies to be able to service your customer, right? Continue to grow your business, whatever industry you're in. So I think a sourcing hero, a hero is somebody, you know, to us who has a, you know, obviously a short-term vision of how to execute on immediate impacts, right? What, again, whether that's cost savings or consolidations or, you know, protecting the company, but also having a long-term view that these things they implement will provide a long-term sustainable, you know, success and savings. And that's, you know, what we look forward to, you know, be an extension of our customers' IT and procurement teams as their part.
Well, and I actually like your talk about being seen as a value center rather than a cost center, because that's something that procurement deals with too, right? And so this is therefore one of those categories of spend where if procurement and IT can build a really solid relationship and manage the spend in the right way and create all of that value for the company, then we really do get an excellent opportunity to not only both groups do our jobs a little bit better, but also to move ourselves along that continuum away from just saving money and towards value. And whether that value is people getting more ROI out of technology investments, or whether it's lowering risk, addressing security concerns. I like the idea that there is a potential partnership there, because truthfully, our interests are so aligned. Now, Victor, if people have listened in to this conversation and would like to learn more or follow you or even reach out and ask a question, what is the best way for people to get in touch?
Yeah, the two best way is feel free to email me at victor.hou@verisource.com. That's V-A-R-I source.com. And or, connect with me on LinkedIn. You can search Victor H-O-U 102 on LinkedIn. We love to network. And, one last thing I would say, Kelly, to what you mentioned is, more than just providing a software and data platform, I think what we recognize to help IT and procurement team bridge that gap together more is, Verisource team becomes their extension to actually do all the digitizing of the data, and also, combining all the data and bring all the database to these customers for them. So it's done for them. So
thank you for listening to this episode of the Sourcing Hero podcast. Join us again next time for more true stories of sourcing and business heroism performed by your colleagues and peers. Look for the Sourcing Hero wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe. Finally, don't forget, sourcing heroism is taking place all around us every day. Keep your eyes open and you're bound to see it. Until next time, I'm your host, Kelly Barner. Stay well, and always remember that you can be a hero too.